Ave, oi, sim, Stepping up to the plate. I hope you could bring your instrument every week. You don't need a text message from me. Oh, it's to open up our souls, so thank you very much. This year we have the privilege to learn Torah from the Klausenberger Rebbe. Last year was Mudgets.
Yeah.
This year we're going to be focused on the Chassidus of Klausenberg. I don't know so much about the Klausenberger Chassidus, But I know that we know a little bit about the Klozimer Rebbe, Holocaust survivor, 11 children, and his wife killed in the Holocaust. So for someone to keep the faith and spread Torah Judaism in America and Eretz Yisrael after seeing such horrors, I think it's shayach for every Jew in the world in 2018 to learn his Torah. Our learning should be in Tzchus Rufu Shlema for Baruch Tzibar Rivka Batya, and for Dava Hedech Mordechai Befer the Simcha, Besor Shechol Yisrael Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka, and also Lidu Nishmas, my great-grandmother's Yotze was on Rosh Hashanah, Sarah Bas Mordechai. So we stand here a few hours before Shabbat Shuva, a couple of days before Yom Kippur. What's the message? What's the goal? Before we get to the Klozimer Rebbe's Torah, he says this in Shabbat Shuva 1973, Tavshin Chav Gimel. I'd like to just share a quick idea from the Chavetz Chaim to get us started. I didn't give it to you inside. I'll just read it over here. The Chavetz Chaim on this week's parsha talks about the pasuk Va'ata Kisvu Lachem Es Hashir Hazos. The pasuk says, you should write for me a song. Chazal say, what do you learn from this pasuk? You should write a Sefer Torah. The Chavetz Chaim says, if you look at the pasuk right before, about writing a Sefer Torah, it talks about Hashem's hinnenness. It talks about Anochi Astir Astir Pane Bayom Ahu. Right, Hashem Baruch Hu says that it is hidden. The Chavetz Chaim wants to understand what is Hashem being hidden and writing a Sefer Torah. What does that have to do with each other? And watch, we're gonna try to bring it back to Yom Kippur as well. So the Chavetz Chaim says an incredible thing. He says that a Jew could live in their life, it could be so dark. It could be Anochi Astir Astir Panai. Someone's sick, can't find a shidduch, just having a bad day. What is the Torah coming to tell us? Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to tell us on his last messages in Vayelech, learn Torah. Because when you learn Torah, that'll open up, that'll be the light. As the pasuk says, Kiner Mitzvah, the Torah Or. Torah is light. Says the Chavetz Chaim, right before Moshe dies, Moshe Rabbeinu leaves class with this message. You're gonna have challenges in your life, learn a little Torah. You learn Torah, the darkness will still be there, but you'll have a little light to help you get through the darkness, to help you get through the tunnel. And that's really what the Klozimer Rebbe talked all about in 1973. Shabbat Shuva, 1973. Look on the bottom paragraph. He says, why is it that we have this minhag to open up the Aron, right? Kol Nidre night. We bring out all the Sifrei Torah. What's with that minhag? And it's not just a minhag. It's brought down by the Alter Rebbe, by the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's brought down by Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But Medina's Elo Nogan Kodim Kol Nidre Motzi Agadol should be called Sefer Torah. You should bring out all the Sefer Torah. Umisaviv Imo Sovav Habima Vaanoshim Mevchabkim Umanashim is the Sefer Torah, and everyone goes to kiss and goes to hug the Sefer Torah. There's a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael who says when you come to kiss, you know, some people are very machbet to kiss it with their talis or the sitter. Says you should kiss the Sefer Torah like you would kiss your girlfriend. He was talking to a modern Orthodox. So you should.
Yeah.
She says, you're in love with your girlfriend, quote unquote, in high school? Go kiss the Torah with your mouth. Yeah. You're a Jew. You're connected to the Torah. Go show the love. So the Klozimer Rebbe doesn't explain, but Shor says, it seems to be so odd. We think it's Yom Kippur night. Wouldn't you think that we should be going to the Torah? That we just like stand up, you know, after Friday night, you know, minyan in yeshiva, all the bacham, you go to the Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Yeshiva don't go to you. It's Yom Kippur night. We should be going past the Aron Kodesh. And what's pshat with the Sefer Torah coming to us? That's what Rav Shor says. That's Rav Shor's question. Hold that thought for a second. The Klozimer Rebbe says the whole inyan of Shabbat Shuvah and the whole inyan of Yom Kippur is one thing. It's telling the Ribbono Shel Olam we want to come back, but specifically come back in Talmud Torah. Specifically to come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam through learning Torah. He says that if you look at the bottom, we have the custom to go around the Beis Midrash with our Sefer Torah. Right, everyone who has a little bit of embarrassment goes to be able to go and kiss the Torah a little bit. Right, if you feel bad a little bit because we could have learned a little, maybe we couldn't learn a little more. We could have followed the Torah a little more. V'yinashikas is a Tovar Torah. Mitoch Kabbalah Shemikanu La'ba, says the Rabbi, why do we go kiss the Sefer Torah? Because we want to start Yom Kippur night, Kol Nidre night, to show the Hashem that we're all in. We're all in. U'lahaba yishma akol rega mimei chayav shelo tehe levatola. We're not going to live our lives just batal, just going with the flow, without Torah, without mitzvahs. That the whole essence of starting Yom Kippur night is to show the Rebbeinu that we want to come back to this Torah. But sometimes what could happen, now this is, I'm going back to Rav Shor, I'm sorry, I'm going back and forth. Rav Shor says, what could happen on Kippur night? You say, I had to go to the Torah. You know, Hashem knows what I did this year. Hashem knows what I did. I couldn't go to the Torah. So what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu do? And his brilliance. He says, you know what? People are going to feel bad, like Aaron HaKohen did, right? When he saw the, when he went to the, by the Mizbeach, and Rash, Moshe finally says, this is why you were chosen. Don't feel bad because you saw the remind him of the eagle Azav. He says that, Rav Shor says that in a beautiful thing. He said, we're coming into Yom HaKadosh. We're coming to Yom Kippur night. You might feel bad for the things you did. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. You feel bad? Don't worry. I'm going to show you that I still love you. And has Hashem show that He still loves us? He brings the Sefer Torah to us. We didn't go to the Sefer Torah. I mean, we have to meet Him halfway. I mean, he probably goes at 80-20. But you might think that we should go over there. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rav Shor says that, but Kadosh Baruch Hu says the Sefer Torah should come to us to show that a Jew, no matter what, can always come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That the Sefer Torah, Jew's connection to Torah is forever. And that's why the Sefer Torah come to us. We don't go to the Sefer Torah. Obviously, we have to do our part as well. We can't just wait for the Sefer Torah to come to us. But you think about it. Like, I never thought, like, Yom Kippur night, that's how we start Kol Nidre night? Exactly. Says Rav Shor, the Klaus of Rebbe, that's exactly why. We're telling Hashem that we're all in. And the Rebbe, the Klaus of Rebbe, really writes, he's really focusing on Talmud Torah. I'm really going to focus on just coming back to Torah in general. But he says that's exactly what the Pasuk says in the Haftorah for Shabbat Shuvah. Second, third paragraph. You should take up these things and you should return them to Hashem. And the Medjur says, anytime it says the word Devarim, any Devarim ela Divrei Torah. Anytime it says the word Devarim, Devarim is a code for Torah. Devarim is a code for Torah. So what does this mean? Kechu imachem Devarim. Famous Nigan. You should take those things and return it to Hashem. Return the times that you could have learned Torah, or you could have felt better, coming closer to the Baruch Hu through Torah. And he says that's the dafka why Shabbat Shuva, all the Rabbanim in Europe, he said they only said drushas twice a year. Oh. Twice a year, Shabbat Shuva. Go to Shabbat Shuva. Rabbi Rav Simon always said that.
Yeah,
that's the whole inning. And he starts with pilpul, and then they go to halacha, because the Shabbat Shuva, the whole aser simit Shuva, is coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Right? Forget all about the details, and benanam chavera, benadam makom. One thing we're coming back to is we're coming back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, and Hashem are all one. So you want to come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, says the Rebbe? It's got to be through Talmud Torah. And he quotes, he actually quotes in the second paragraph, the Zohar. The Zohar says that Shabbos is called Yom HaDa'oraisa, it's the day of Torah. Right? The Svarim bring down that an hour of Shabbos, the Darchei Noam Slonim brings this down, an hour of Shabbos, an hour of learning of Torah on Shabbos, is multiple hours of learning during the week. What a Jew can accomplish, and what the Kiddush of Shabbos Kiddush, but when a Jew opens, hopefully we zochet to Mitzvah Hashem to learn on Shabbos, it's a different Talmud Torah than it is the rest of the week. Because Shabbos is the ultimate day to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, right now, we know is Hashem's name. The Torah, according to the Rabban, is Hashem's name, right? The beginning of Sefer Shemos, he says that. The whole Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when a Jew taps into Shabbos, you tap into Torah, you're tapping to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's the whole Inyan of Aser Simit Shuvah, and the whole Inyan of Shabbat Shuvah is to try to come back and say, you know what? Where in my Talmud Torah can I come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Where in my learning can I come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu? And besides learning, where in my life is the Torah not in sync with me, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's the Rebbe really focuses on Talmud Torah, right? Because if you think about it, you say the first bracha about Shuvah in Shmoneh Esrei is Hashivinu Avinu. Yeah. We're not just talking about, you know, details. We're talking about coming back to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Not just talking about keeping Torah, but learning Torah. And that's what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu is at the end of his life. And he wants to try to spur on Klal Yisrael of how to be a good Jew. He says, Dafka through Talmud Torah. Dafka through learning. I mean, he goes through a lot of other things. We don't have time for it now. That's the whole word. Kichui machem dvarim v'shuvah l'Hashem. You might think that maybe, you know, there's certain days that you could have learned more. Okay. But what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu bring? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? The Torah comes to us. That's an incredible, incredible thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu, even in a time where maybe you might think you might be a little down, the the Torah comes to us. So we want to know what the message of Shabbat Shuvah is. The message of Shabbat Shuvah is Tam Torah. It's keeping the Torah, living the Torah, realizing it's the light that the Chavetz Chaim said. Why is it Anochi Aster Aster is the pasuk right before about writing a Sefer Torah? Because at the end of the day, they're one and the same. They're one and the same. When someone is going through his goes through challenges, has a tough day, a tough year, a tough month, he's going to find the light to the Torah. And the ultimate day to be able to see the light is Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of Torah according to the Zohar. And after that's how we start Yom Kippur. Kippur is saying, we kashbach, we want to come back to you. We might have those embarrassed feelings, but the Torah comes back to us. Just to be able to say just one Torah that I heard today, and then we'll say a Maisa. So I heard this from a few people over the past few days, but the same idea. From Rav Ephraim Shapiro, Rav Ephraim Eliyahu Shapiro Shlita of North Miami Beach. So if you ever look at the words Avinu Malkeinu, there's two Avinu Malkeinu that are very similar towards the end. Avinu Malkeinu, Asei Laman Tevuchim. No, before that. Avinu Malkeinu, Asei Laman Harugim Hashem Kachecha. Right? Chodesh Baruch Hu, our Father, our King, you should do it, step up for the ones who were killed up by your name. Good?
Yeah.
What's the next one? Avinu Malkeinu, Asei Laman Tevuchim Ayichodecha. Hashem, step up for the ones who were slaughtered through your oneness. What's the difference between the ones who were killed by your name and the ones who were slaughtered by your oneness? Listen to this powerful line. So he said that Rabbi Shapiro was standing in Poland by one of the pits where the Nazis threw Shemirach and Hashem, they threw the bodies of Klai Yisrael. This is what happened. All the Jews would stand around, and the Nazis would take a rifle and they'd just start shooting. And every Jew, what's the last line that they're going to say in their life? They're going to say Shema Yisrael. Some Jews only got to Shema Yisrael Hashem. They only got to Hashem Kodshecha. They only got to Shema Yisrael Hashem. That's right. That's the first Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu, Asei Laman Harugim Hashem Kodshecha. They only got to the word Shema Yisrael Hashem. But the second one, Asei Laman Tevuchim Ayichudecha. The ones who talk about Hashem's oneness, Hashem Malkeinu Hashem Echad. But also, don't forget about those ones who got in the full Shema. That's a powerful line. You know. Don't forget about those Jews who said the full line. Maybe we could say in our own lives. Maybe there are times in our life where we only got to Shema Yisrael Hashem. Maybe there are times in our life where we only got halfway, where we didn't go the full way. We tell Hashem Baruch Hu, have mercy on us as well. On the Jews who were perfect, okay, have mercy on us. But what about the Jews who were Hashem Kachek, who only got halfway? Have mercy on us also. I was actually thinking about this when I was spacing out most of the time during Slichos. If you look about it, it's an incredible line. We say, right before the Yeshamas, we say, we're not going to be as brazen to say that we're tzaddikim, we didn't sin. But what do we say? But us and our forefathers, we sinned. But do you notice that what we didn't say? We didn't say that we're not tzaddikim, right? We're not going to say we're tzaddikim, we didn't sin. But we will say that we did sin. What is that implying? It's implying it, which I think, which is maybe, that even though we might have sinned, we might have messed up this year, and maybe it could be that there were times we could have learned, or we could have followed the Torah a little better, or we could have done a little better. We only said Shema Yisrael Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem means that we came up short. What does Chazal want to tell us right before? And we're going to be saying that paragraph quite often on Yom Kippur. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? You might have sinned, but that doesn't take away your tzaddik status in my life. In my eyes, you're still a Jew. You're still mine. Right? We sin. We're not going to be brazen enough to say we're tzaddikim lo chatanu, but we don't say anything about tzaddikim. Maybe because we don't want to show off. Maybe that's another idea. But it implies, just an idea that I was thinking about, is that no matter what a Jew does, ain't tzaddik ba'arta asher lo yachta. There's no tzaddik in the world that hasn't sinned. Every Jew is messed up. Every Jew has things to be able to come back to the bonus. Every Jew has darkness in their life. But who's going to be able to use the Torah as a pedestal to help them grow, to find the light, as the Chavetz Chaim said? As Rav Shor said, come Yom Kippur night, who's going to be able to use to see that the Sefer Torah is coming to you exactly? That's exactly the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to say, says Rav Shor. That even now you might have come up short the whole entire year, the Sefer Torah comes to you to show you HaKadosh Baruch Hu never left you. You have to do your part. You have to come 20%. You have to step out of the aisle a little bit. the Torah is not going to come all the way to you over there. Or maybe the rest of the Torah, you know, real, makes a whole, it's like a whole circus, and you're like, what's going on here? Is it you, Kumper Karn, yet? What's going on? At the end of the day, the Torah is for everyone. Jude can never lose his status with Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do our part as well. You know, before we started learning Chazamir Chassidus, the only thing I only remembered was the story that on Erev Yom Kippur from the Chazam Revi in the DP camps. I know Akiva knows this, but it's shocked to say again. Weimarger says this all the time, and I think it goes well. So what happened was, it was the first Yom Kippur after the Holocaust. You can just imagine the tremendous, there's no feelings, no emotions, no nothing. And the Rebbe is getting, the Chazam Rebbe is getting prepared for Yom Kippur in his tent, in his house, whatever he had. He gets a knock at the door, and he looks up, there's no one there, and he looks down, there's this little girl there. And the little girl's crying, and she says to him, my parents used to give us a bracha on Erev Yom Kippur. My parents are no longer here, do you mind? Maybe the Rebbe gave us a bracha. And the Rebbe took a handkerchief, took a napkin, and gave her a bracha. He goes back to sit down, he'll be able to learn a little more. Next thing you know, he gets another knock at the door, and he looks out, and there's 70 Jewish girls who came to the Rebbe to get a bracha. Every single one of us are coming to get a bracha on Yom Kippur night. Every single one of us want that bracha on the Rabbon Hashem. But we have to step up, we have to show Kadosh Baruch Hu. We want that. We have to go to the Rebbe's tent. What does it mean to go to the Rebbe's tent? We have to do our part. We have to know that no matter what has happened throughout the year, we have the direct access. You don't need anyone to put up walls, French walls over here, or to have any escape plans. We have direct access to the King. And please God, Be'ez Hashem, if we do this, we'll be able to do make the Chavetz Chaim proud, to show the Chavetz Chaim that we used, remember his vort. Anochi Aster Aster. Sometimes in life there are going to be hard times, but we remember the light through the Torah. As the Rebbe said, Davka Shabbat Shuvat Kuchim Machim Devarim. Do Shuvat Davka through learning Torah. Be able to show that our connection to the Torah is forever. As Rav Shor said, that's really why we start Yom Kippur, the Torah coming to us to know that no matter how far a Jew strayed, a Jew will always have that stat, to always have that connection to the Rabbon Shom. Doesn't matter if we said Shema Yisrael Hashem, if we came up short, we do our part, and Rabbon Hashem will do his part. Shem Yizach for Gemar Chassim, Tov Agud Gaben, share for us and all the clients of Hashem. Shkoyach. The wild word from Rabbi Shapiro, no?
Yeah. You want us to do something, or I could figure something out?
You got it. This is you.
This is Shwarki Shema Yisrael. He raised his hands to wave goodbye, saw the pain in his mother's eyes, who left a little precious boy born in a citadel of ash and stone that preached the faith unlike his own. Perhaps he just may yet survive this wound. In the shadows stood a man in black. My child, he said, you must not look back.
Must not look back.
Yet one image lingered, the tears on a face, and a mother's words from their last embrace. Shema, Shema Yisrael. When you feel pain, when you rejoice,
know that he hears your voice. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.
Deep within the iron gates, far from the stench of war and hate, he knew not of a world gone insane. Must believe us, he was told, our faith alone can save your soul. Please heal, let us heal your wounds and ease your pain. He tried not to forget his past, his home, but he said was so very young and still alone.
Did he
once visions of a shtetl vivid and clear. Israel, know that there is Lord, one God above. When you feel pain, when you rejoice, know how he longs to hear your voice. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The winds of war had finally passed. One man took on a sacred task to bring the scattered Jewish children home. He traveled far from place to place, a guest to reignite their faith of those sent to hiding long ago. He entered the fortress Grand Colt. Your kind is not among us, he was told. Hashem above, he whispered, please don't let me fail. As he began to sing Shema Yisrael, Shema, Shema Yisrael, know that there is but above. Well, you feel pain, when you rejoice, know that he longs to hear your voice. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema, Shema Yisrael,
know that
there is but one God above. You feel pain, you rejoice, know that he longs to hear your voice. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shkoyosh.
That was a good show.